Welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha, a podcast shared by David Roylance. This podcast is dedicated to guiding you to completely eliminate the discontent mind and the suffering it causes by attaining enlightenment. Learn and practice the teachings of Gautama Buddha that will guide you to fully attain a peaceful, calm, serene, and content mind with joy. To support this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha or visit buddhadailywisdom.com, where you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online learning resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Now, here's our teacher to share more.
Sawadee krap. Hello and welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha. Today is our group learning program and we're guiding you in meditation, a breathing mindfulness meditation session. This is the very last class of our entire program of the group learning program. I've been teaching students for the last 7 months of how to make their way to enlightenment in developing a foundation in the path to enlightenment based on the teachings of the Buddha. I've been using this book, Developing a Life Practice, The Path That Leads to Enlightenment, as a guide. And each Sunday, I walk students through chapter by chapter, every single chapter in this book, over a 7 month period. And now we've come to our very last class where on Wednesdays, I've been sharing meditation with students. So I'd like to welcome you to our class. If you're joining for the first time or you've been joining regularly, this Sunday, the 17th of March, I'm going to be restarting this program from the very beginning. And you're welcome to join either through YouTube, Facebook, through Zoom. You can even listen to the recordings if you like, if you missed the live class. I teach the classes at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Thai time on Sundays and Wednesdays. I teach at the temple here in Chiang Mai at 9 a.m. on Sunday and Wednesday. And then in the evenings, I live stream from here at home so that no matter what time zone you're in, there should be a live class available for you either at 9 a.m. Thai time on Sundays and Wednesdays or 9 p.m. Sundays and Wednesdays. And you'll need to look at your local time zone to see what time that is for you. And where you miss the live class, you're always welcome to use the recording. The book can be downloaded from our website at buddhadailywisdom.com. You can get the book for free. You can take it and go print it. You can also order printed copies on Amazon, or you can pick them up here at the temple in Chiang Mai. So again, welcome to all of you guys. In our very last class, I'll just be guiding you in breathing mindfulness meditation. And then afterwards, I'll open up to any and all questions that you might have. So this meditation, the way that I start it is with chanting. The chanting that I do is to ease the mind into meditation and actually get more benefit out of the meditation itself. Where if you were to just plop down into meditation, you wouldn't be able to get as much benefit. So by easing your mind into the meditation with chanting, it helps to bring some awareness of mind, awareness of the breath as you're easing into the meditation. There's nothing mystical or magical about these chants. It's not a rite, ritual, ceremony, or worship. It's not prayer or anything like that. It's just to help ease the mind into meditation. And I teach students how to do this chanting as part of this program and others that I teach as well. Once we do the chanting, then I'll provide some guidance as we're meditating together. Then there'll be a period of time where it'll just be quiet. We'll just be meditating together. And then we'll come out of the meditation with some more chanting, the same exact chanting that we went into the meditation with. And you're welcome to join along in the chanting if you like. After we come out of the meditation with the chanting, I'll open up to any and all questions that you have. You can submit those through YouTube, Facebook, or in Zoom. And then in Zoom, you can electronically raise your hand and ask any questions or follow-up questions directly. So if you'd like to take a position, either seated, lying, or standing, there's also a walking position, but that doesn't usually work out so well for online learning. So oftentimes students are learning in the seated position. Whereas if you're sitting on the floor, you might have a cushion under your rear with your legs lightly crossed. You might put your hands right over left with your thumbs together and place that into your lap. Some students might find that comfortable. That's what the Buddha did. But it's not about everybody doing it exactly the same way. Some people might put their palms on their thighs or on their knees, maybe their palms up, or just resting your hands and arms comfortably in your lap. Essentially, the lower body and hands and arms should be completely relaxed. Not luxurious and not painful, just completely relaxed and comfortable. The upper body should be erect. This keeps the mind attentive and alert during the meditation, and it also allows you to breathe in naturally through the nose, get full breaths and experience the entire breath. And if you're in a chair, you might just sit with your feet flat on the floor or lightly crossed at the ankles. And again, placing your hands and your arms in any position that you find comfortable, either right hand over left, or maybe your palms on your thighs, on your knees, your palms up, or whatever is comfortable for you. So again, I'm going to ease us into meditation with some chanting, and then I'll be back with some guidance. Arahaṃ sammasambuddho bhagavā Bhūtaṃ bhagavannaṃ abhivādayāmi Savakato bhagavata dhammo Namaṃ namasāmi Supatipanno bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghaṃ namāmi Namo rasa bhagavato Arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo rasa bhagavato Arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo rasa bhagavato Arahato sammasambuddhassa Iti bhissu bhagavā Arahaṃ sammasambuddho Vicacaraṇaṃ sammuno Sakkhato rokkhavito Anuttaro purisa Dhammasati satattava manusanam Bhūtaṃ bhagavate Okay, with the lower body and hands and arms comfortable and the upper body erect, just close the eyes and start breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Here you're just looking to establish the breath. A nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. Not forced or controlled, just a gradual inhale through the nose, experiencing the full breath. And then, when you're ready, exhale out through the nose. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. You Your breath may not match up with the guidance that I'm providing, and that's okay. This is your practice. I'm just here for guidance. You can use this voice as a reminder that whenever you get to the next inhale, breathing gradually through the nose, developing a nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. And then, whenever you're ready, exhale out through the nose. Breathing in. And out. Breathing in. And out. With the breath well established, start fixating the mind on the breath, either the sound of the breath coming into the nose or the sensation of air moving over the skin into the nose. The breath is the present moment. Fixate the mind on the breath, the present moment. Breathing in. And out. Breathing in. And out. With the mind fixated on the breath, whenever you notice that it moves off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath, the present moment. No need to observe the thought, label it, judge it, analyze it, or even try to figure out where it's coming from. Whenever you notice that the mind is moved off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath, the present moment. Breathing in. And out. Breathing in and out. I'm going to be quiet now and let you do this work of focusing on the breath, cutting off and letting go anytime the mind moves off the breath. You have nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. No one needs you right now. This is your time to focus on the breath. Breathing in. And out.
namo tathāgata mahākavā Pūtaṃ mahākavannaṃ āpivātayami Savakkhāto mahākavatā dhammo Dhammaṃ namassāmi Supatipanno bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang namami Namo Arhasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Arhasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Arhasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Iti bisu bhagavā arahaṃ sammāsambuddho vicācaraṇaṃ sambhuno sakkhāto rokkhāvitto anuttaro purisa dhammasati satattavapmanusaraṃ bhūto bhagavati
If you guys would like to slowly make your way out of meditation, what I'm going to do is just open up to any and all questions that you guys have related to any aspect of the path to enlightenment, whether it's meditation or the Four Noble Truths, the Eightfold Path, the Five Precepts, the Three Poisons, the Natural Law of Gamma, what is merit, any aspect of the path to enlightenment that you would like to get help with, whether it's something that I've taught or shared, or one of the resources that I share, or whether it's something you're seeing somewhere else and you have questions about that. You're welcome to put that into Facebook, YouTube, or Zoom in the comment section. I'll be able to see that and answer your question. And if you are in Zoom, you can electronically raise your hand and ask any questions or follow-up questions directly. Oh, it looks like they haven't been able to hear me on live stream because the microphone is not working. There's a setting right there. Okay, now you guys on live stream should be able to hear me. Sorry about that, everyone. Let's see. So you guys actually did not hear anything that I was teaching or sharing. No worries. Okay. Apologize about that. All right. Well, I don't see any questions anywhere. So I'm just going to go ahead and end class here by thanking all of you guys for joining. And perhaps I'll see you guys in one of these future classes. I'm going to be restarting the group learning program from the very beginning, starting on Sunday. So if you're just joining and kind of learning about what I'm doing here, then this Sunday I'll be starting from the very beginning. What you can be doing in the meantime is just download one of these books or get a printed version of it and start slowly reading it, about 10 or 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes a day, just slowly reading it each day, little by little, and just kind of bringing it into your life, maybe kind of like one chapter at a time. Some of these chapters you can read in 15 or 20 minutes. So you only really need to read one chapter per week is all you would like to do. So as you would like to join for the future classes, it's going to be on Sunday and Wednesday, 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. And you can listen to the recording on YouTube, Facebook, or the podcast if you missed the live class for any reason. So have a very lovely and wonderful rest of your day. We'll see you guys in the future. Be well. Sawadee.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To provide support for this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha. To access more teachings, visit buddhadailywisdom.com. There, you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Remember, to establish a daily, consistent meditation practice, along with learning and practicing these teachings, a well-developed meditation practice is the foundation in which to train the mind to attain enlightenment.